So with that, I want to give just a little introduction to the HMAA, if you haven't heard about it before. It's a nonprofit based here in Houston, established in the 1990s, as we were hearing from Peter. Its explicit mission is to promote the conduct of arbitration of maritime and commercial disputes in Houston, Texas, and elsewhere. It has promulgated two rule sets to date. That would be the original arbitration rules, which date back to 1997. It also has a set of mediation rules. You can find both of those on the organization's website. The organization also provides training on arbitrator, and particularly how to serve as an arbitrator under HMA rules. I have served as one of those instructors a couple of times, and if anybody's interested, by the way, I'm sure that after we finally promulgate and publish these rules, we'll be putting on another training. So look out for that. I'll have my contact information at the end in case you are interested in learning about that. And by the way, most of the people who show up to our trainings are not actually lawyers, believe it or not. They're actually industry professionals who either just want to understand better what is arbitration, what is this thing that they have in all their contracts. And also, if you go through the training, you become eligible to be registered on the Register of Arbitrators maintained by HMAA. We also include on their list of professionals who are willing to serve as mediator and also as experts. So bear that in mind as well if you're interested in getting your profile out there. Another final but very important function is HMA acts as an appointing authority for arbitrators. So let's say you have an arbitration clause. It's what we call an ad hoc clause, doesn't adopt any institutional rules, and you need an arbitrator, and you can't agree with the other side. Obviously, if you use HMA rules, you can use the register, but even if you don't, the register is open to the parties to pick from. So you'll see up there the board of directors. I just wanted to put their faces up there. I'm not going to go through every single one, but I wanted you to take away two things looking at this slide. The first is that you probably see some familiar faces. These are some of the most prominent professionals and lawyers in Houston, particularly in the maritime and energy spaces. And you also see that it's a mix. It's a mix of lawyers, but also non-lawyers. And so that's who's leading the board. That's where we get our guidance from. That's who was supervising us during this entire rules revision process. So we had both legal talent, but also industry talent behind what we were doing and behind what everything that HMAA does. So before talking about how the rules have changed, I just want to overview some of the key features of those rules that make them distinctive and that we tried to preserve and did preserve, I think, in this next iteration. The first thing is that our arbitration rules are non-administered rules. What I mean by that is that HMAA is not doing any kind of day-to-day administration of the arbitration, as you might find with the American Arbitration Association or JAMS or one of the kind of larger institutionalized arbitration institutions. Everything's ad hoc, meaning that's driven by the arbitrators and the parties. But where HMAA might step in is in regards to the appointment of arbitrators. And wherever HMAA has a role in appointing arbitrators to help get that case off the ground, it's going to refer to its register of arbitrators for any of those appointments. Now, I put on there the non-agreed appointments. What I mean by that is if you have HMAA rules, that doesn't mean you have to pick your arbitrator from the HMAA register. You can agree, if both sides can agree, on who you want your arbitrator or arbitrators to be. But it is there as a fallback in case the parties are unable to make their selection by mutual agreement. This next one might be obvious, but the default choice of seat, meaning the legal place of arbitration, is Houston, Texas. Now, that's just a default. The parties can always agree in their contract if they prefer to have their arbitration take place somewhere else. Another institutional choice is that there is a default choice of a single arbitrator, and that is regardless of the size of the amount in dispute, rather than possibly three arbitrators. It's become common now, particularly with other institutions, that if your dispute goes up over a certain amount dollar-wise, and you don't have anything to the contrary or specified in your contract, then there's going to be a break-even point where you go from one arbitrator to three arbitrators. HMA rules is different in this respect, which is that the default choice is always one, unless the parties say otherwise, and that is regardless of the amount of controversy.